This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we started off the afternoon with an amazing conversation, and they're always amazing, with my dear friend Ted Nugent. That was at 3:25. You can always use the Odyssey Rewind function and go back to listen to Uncle Ted. A fabulous conversation. We have Susan Crabtree after the top of the hour. She is great on politics and has written a book called Fool's Gold, The Radicals, Con Artists, and the Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. Susan at 5:07. Our friend Josh Krasauer from the Jewish Insider at 5:25. Frank Cusimano is back with us here on a Monday afternoon for his regular visit. I made the trek to Columbia, Missouri on Saturday. I suppose I'm not disappointed because I do like to go to games, but damn it, Frank, we were just not in that one from the very start. Kentucky sort of controlled that entire game.
Yeah, they did, and it's troubling because the Tigers are in a funk, and you just don't want them playing their worst basketball of the year at the end of the year when it really counts. And Mark, I don't know, moving forward, I just think that they have too many players just not playing well at the exact same time. I mean, besides Mark Mitchell, who's really playing well, even Caleb Grill was not efficient. So they got to get Bates going. That's a big thing. And Robinson's got to get going. I still think they're going to be an interesting team when they get to the NCAA tournament. But boy, they're not playing well now.
Look, this could be a situation where, you know, in a week and a half, we're talking about this team or 2 weeks. Maybe they're good enough and they go to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. But I'm concerned because you don't, to your point, want to slide into the tournament performing like this. And look, there is a real possibility because you got hungry teams out there and they're going to play the winner between LSU and Mississippi State on Thursday. They don't get the double bye, they get one bye. But you could go into the NCAA tournament losing four in a row. Now, if that happens, you're probably dropping to the 7 or 8 line.
Yeah, you go out in the first round. Yeah, I think you could be looking at 8, which would be, you just don't want that 8-9 thing because then you got to go to number 1. Because I always thought that this was a team that's going to win 2 games in the tournament. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, Frank, they legit looked like a Final Four team that could beat anyone 2 weeks ago. Now, the Vanderbilt game was very close. They should have won that game, if we're being honest. The last two, not so good. One was on the road, so maybe they rebound, they get a little rest here, and they can do well on Thursday. But I am concerned as a fan because, you know, and we talk about this all the time, they're just doing a very Mizzou-like thing right now.
Yeah, and the scary thing is defensively because, you know, you don't win games, big games, unless you're playing defense. And Oklahoma, first 20 points were in the paint. And then Kentucky got so many open look threes. Now, Kentucky's really elite, too. But, yeah, it's troubling.
What about SLU? They had a pretty good weekend, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh. It was such an unbelievable game. They were down 6 with 41 seconds to go, as they often are. Isaiah Swope hits 2 threes. They go to overtime and win it. And Gibson Jimerson, the all-time leading scorer, finished his career with a career high on senior night, so it was kind of cool. He had 35 points. I got a quick thought on this, Mark, is that everybody talks about name, image, and likeness. You got to pay the players, you got to pay the players. And granted, you had to pay Gibson Jimerson. But after the game, I saw him walk across the court with his mom and dad, and then his girlfriend's mom and dad. And make no mistakes, the name, image, and likeness money was important, but that girl was the most important thing in Gibson Jimerson staying at St. Louis University. He's been madly in love for 4 or 5 years. He wasn't going to leave SLU. He may not have told him that early to get a better deal, but she was the most important factor in him staying, as the wife or girlfriend often is.
Right, and that's awesome. So who do they play in the first round of the A-10?
They'll play the winner of Davidson and Richmond, and that'll be on Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Time. They really wanted that top four so they could get the double bye, but they finished fifth, just a game out of third place. But so they'll have to go 4-for-4. They did that in 2019. They won 4 games in 4 days. They'll have to do the same in Washington, D.C.
Hey, I think we could say that the Missouri Valley Conference did not disappoint, except for the finale just wasn't that thrilling. But that was a hell of a tournament all the way up until yesterday.
It was, and here's a team you do not want to see in the NCAA tournament, and that's Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one team in the United States of America with 30 wins, and that's the team with an enrollment of 2,700 in Des Moines, Iowa, with a 6'3 point guard named Bennett Sturts, who's one of the best players in the United States. Mark, it's crazy when you think about this story. 80% of their starting lineup was not good enough to play Division I basketball, and now they got the most wins in Division I basketball. They all had to go Division II out of high school, and they all transferred with the coach from Northwest Missouri State.
Okay, let's keep them away from Missouri as an opponent. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you're right about that. Okay, how about the Blues? Some mixed results over the weekend with the Blues.
Well, still not bad, though. They won on Friday, and then on Saturday they tied. So they come away on this West Coast road trip with some good points, and they're still right there. They're 17 left. They're the hottest team of that three of Vancouver, Calgary, and the Blues. They're the hottest of the three. So I got to tell you, the percentage chances, if you look at hockeypuck.com, is not good right now. But I'll take the hottest team and just take my chances with this team down the stretch here. I still think there's a decent chance.
Hey, for those of us who are still very big NFL fans, this has been a hell of a day. Sam Darnold went to the Seahawks on a $100 million deal. The Jets got Justin Fields from the Steelers. And then Pickett went to the Browns. The Eagles traded Kenny Pickett. So there's a lot of action going on today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Yes, the first day of NFL free agency, it's like nobody just waits around. You just the decisions are probably already made long before this. But now I think the most interesting thing left is Aaron Rodgers emerges as the Steelers, you know, number one option, which would really be fascinating if they got him there. But
wait, that's where they are. That's his name connected to that now, the Steelers?
Yes.
Oh, my. I had not heard that. That I've missed. You know, I love Aaron Rodgers, but I think it's time. Isn't it time? Maybe.
I still think he's not a top 10, but I still think he's a top 15, and in the right system with the right coach and the right offensive coordinator. And I'm not sure if it's Pittsburgh. I think the best place to go if you're a quarterback right now is Minnesota, because you have the receivers and the offensive geniuses as a head coach.
Yeah, I guess Sam Darnold will solve that problem. By the way, the Packers, since I'm a Packers guy, they picked up a nice free agent cornerback, Nate Hobbs. They're expected to release. Jaire Alexander is amazing, but he has been injured. They are probably going to move on from him, but they signed a deal with Nate Hobbs today from the Raiders, and I like that move a lot on the defense.
And then the Rams, I hate to say it, but they made a great move. They got Devontae Adams on a 2-year deal.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. Obviously, he was very unhappy in Vegas, and then went to try to do something with Aaron, and that didn't work out. So good for him, Devontae Adams. All right, Frank, enjoy the week. Let's see. We'll talk a lot of college basketball on Friday afternoon.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Take care. That's Frank Cusimano from KSDK. He joins us every Friday and Monday, and it's going to be a busy, busy sports week. Coming up, Susan Crabtree, who has been a guest before. She's the national political correspondent for Real Clear Politics. But in this particular instance, she's written a book called Fool's Gold. She's co-authored this book, which is, I think, out this week. Might even come out tomorrow. The Radicals, Con Artists, and Traitors Who Killed the California Dream and Now Threaten Us All. In the second segment, we'll talk a little bit politics with Josh Krasauer. Here's what the reaction to Van Jones on the future of the Democrats on CNN was. I like this a lot.
They still seem to be wandering around trying and figure this out. What's your take?
Can we ask another question? Do I have to talk about my own party? can we talk about Ukraine or something? No.
He's admitting that things are rough for the Democrats.
Look, man, we're screwed. I mean, we don't know. No, Democrats don't know what to do. This is a nightmare. Somebody like Donald Trump, we thought we'd at least have, Hakeem Jeffries in the speaker's chair to hold him back if we didn't have Kamala in there to do the right thing.
Yeah, they're kind of lost right now, and that's just the way that it is, and I don't think they know how to handle it. That was Van Jones on CNN, but Josh will have something to say about that. Plus, of course, we have audio cut of the day in the next hour as well. Enjoy the sunlight.
Get more at 971talk.com.